7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. One of the important aspects of Islam is obviously the Sharia, the divine law. And obviously, scholars of Islam, scholars of the law, the jurisprudence, the scholars of jurisprudence, the jurists, in their particular research, in their particular studies, in their particular specialty, obviously this is a very long discussion, but within their particular specialty and in their particular research, one of the things that has occurred over the period of the history of Islamic jurisprudence is that certain principles were able to be extracted from the divine sources of Islam. Now, those divine sources, according to the Shi'i school of thought, are four: the Quran, the Sunnah, that is the traditions of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the Aql or the intellect, and what is known as Ijma' or consensus. Now, all of these obviously must be discussed in its proper place, which is the science of the principles of jurisprudence, and this obviously is not the place to do so. But in this regard, that one of the books, one of the very few, if not the only book written on this subject, that is the principles of jurisprudence, not again, Islamic jurisprudence, or Usul al-Fiqh, 30 principles that were extracted via scholars and then put into an English language, one of the only few books that I know of, or maybe the only book in this regard, is the one that we will be introducing in our next segment, inshallah, to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the author of the book, before we actually get into the book, is Sayyid Fadhil Husseini Milani. So the Sayyid is currently considered one of the main leading Islamic religious authorities in the UK. So the Sayyid basically studied in Iraq and in Iran, and obviously he reached the highest levels of Islamic jurisprudence, that is in fiqh, ijtihad, and he has currently residing in the United Kingdom. Alhamdulillah, he is still living. He has many other books, and maybe in our future episodes we'll be introducing another one of the books that is from the Sayyid. But the Sayyid was initially sent to the United Kingdom as the representative of the late Grand Ayatollah Abul Qasim Al-Khoi Rahmatullah Alayh, and was arrived in the UK in 1986. So the year after I was born, and is still residing in the UK and is one of the resident scholars at the Al-Khoi Foundation in London. He also sits on the chair, or rather is the head of Islamic law and jurisprudence at the Islamic College, that is ICAS. And technically also at this moment in time, he's also accredited on behalf of Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali al-Sistani, hafazahullah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect him. So the book that we would like to introduce is termed 30 Principles of Islamic Jurisprudence. and it is one of the books of the Sayyid. And as we mentioned, he has other books in English as well. And hopefully, inshallah, in one of our next programs, we'll introduce another one of the Sayyid's books. Now, from my understanding, this book was a series of lectures that were delivered and were then compiled by Brother Ammar Hegedus, if I'm pronouncing the name correctly. If not, may the brother forgive me. And they were recorded and edited and obviously then put into written format. So this is the book that, you know, obviously we would like to introduce our dear listeners. So in the beginning of the book, there is the editor's note. So we'll quickly read the editor's note. That is from the brother Hegedus. He writes, "Islamic jurisprudence plays a significant role in Muslim life, be it in regard to involvement in trade and business, family law, or legal and illegal action. In short, Muslims search for classification to ensure they fully meet their liabilities towards their Creator. Sayyid Father Milani, who for the last 35 years has researched, studied, and applied the most common principles and tools used by mujtahids, one of the most complicated subjects of jurisprudence, is in the position of being able to access the reliable sources of the Sharia. Islam in English Press is privileged to present his extensive knowledge on the subject in the English language." So this is the book, and obviously, as we mentioned, who the author is. And hopefully, inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a section from the book for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
Among the sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past. But where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is a book titled 30 Principles of Islamic Jurisprudence by Ayatollah Sayyid Fadil Husseini Milani. So where we are reading from the book is chapter 25. All liquids that cause intoxication are considered impure. Now, please remember, dear listeners, this is based on the teachings of this scholar. Please refer to your own mujtahid or your own marja taqlid, your own scholar who you take reference to. This obviously is the teachings of this particular scholar. This is not law for the listeners unless you are a follower of this particular scholar. So all liquids that cause intoxication are considered impure. The verb intoxicant is borrowed from the Latin word for poisoned, intoxicatus, from the noun for poison, toxicum. Its meaning of drunkenness is borrowed from the medieval Latin for poisoning, intoxicationum, derived from another Latin word which means to poison. The word drunk implies that someone is at present the worst for drink, to have lost control over behavior, movement, or speech as a result of having been poisoned by alcohol. In its figurative sense, the word intoxication derives from an earlier adjectival sense of being stupefied or exhilarated. Thus, in its metaphoric sense, drunk may describe the state of irrationality that results from intense fear or excitement, or the euphoria that is stimulated by poetry, music, or success. In the Quran, the word drunkenness is used in both its literal and its metaphorical sense. So this is basically, the book will continue and mention other laws and other principles in which a person is able to then derive certain ways and manners by which to act and hopefully adhere to the divine law within the framework of the Sharia, wherever that person may be staying. Inshallah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who adhere to the divine law, to the divine Sharia, and to make us of those who by doing so attain the pleasure and the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf. with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.